so confused about this whole conversation. I'm going to go think about it for a little bit. John, just the person I was looking for.
What's wrong?
I'm so confused.
What's wrong?
Is worship just about singing?
No. In fact, nowhere in the Bible does God ever say that you have to sing to worship. But he does say that it can aid in your worship.
Is it about following a ritual?
No. Through Malachi, God said that even though the people followed a ritual, that he would reject them because they lacked something down in their hearts. They wanted to get from God, and they wanted to manipulate him, but that's not how worship works.
Is it about doing things that make us feel like we're closer to God?
That's not true either. Yeah. See, if we do stuff, that doesn't help us get closer to God, and it also doesn't help God get closer to us. The only way that we can get closer to him is through Jesus Christ. And that also brings God closer to us. And that's the difference between works and faith.
I guess then the important thing is that I'm comfortable and fulfilled by my worship.
Well, that's not true either. In Malachi 1:10, God asks someone to close the temple doors because people are doing that. And the worship is not about us at all. Worship is our response to God for what he's done for us, and it's ultimately about Jesus.
Our Father, which art in heaven.
Yes.
Don't interrupt me, I'm praying.
But you called me.
Called you? I didn't call you, I'm praying. Our Father, which art in heaven.
There, you did it again.
Did what?
Called me. You said our Father, who art in heaven. Well, here I am. What's on your mind?
But I didn't mean anything by it. I was just, you know, saying the Lord's Prayer. It makes me feel good. Kind of like my good deed for the day.
I see. Go on.
Hallowed be thy name.
Hold on. What do you mean by that?
By what?
Hallowed be thy name.
It means... Man, I don't know what it means. How should I know? It's just a part of a prayer. What does it mean?
It means honored, holy, wonderful.
I guess that makes sense. I never thought of what hallowed meant before. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Do you really mean that?
Sure, why not?
What are you doing about it?
Doing? Nothing, I guess. I just think it would be kind of cool if you got control of everything down here, like you have it up there.
Do I have control of you?
Well, I used to go to church.
That's not what I asked you. What about the habit of lying you have, and your temper, and the way you spend money, all on yourself?
Hey, back off, man. I'm just as good as the rest of the phonies at church.
Let me worry about them. I thought you were praying for my will to be done. If that is to happen, we'll have to start with those who are praying for it. That means you.
Oh, all right, I guess. I do have some problems, but I really do want to cut some of those out of my life. You know, sort of like the right thing. Does that sound cheesy?
Not at all. Now we're getting somewhere. Let's work together, you and I.
Look, Lord, I need to finish up here. This is taking a lot longer than usual, and I've got things to do. Give us our daily bread.
And I have, and always will. But don't take it for granted.
What do you mean, God?
You need to be grateful for what you have, and not forget those who don't have as much.
Hey, wait a minute. What's this? Trash mic day? Here I am doing my religious duties, and all of a sudden you break in and remind me of all my problems.
Praying's a dangerous thing. It could end up changing you. That's what I'm trying to get across to you. You called me. Here I am. It's too late to stop now. Keep on praying. I'm interested in the next part of your prayer. Well, go on.
No way. I know what you're going to say.
Try me.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
What about Bob Jack?
See, I knew it. I knew you'd bring him up.
Because you know the right thing to do.
But why, Lord? He's the drunk driver that killed my mom.
But your prayer. What about your prayer?
I didn't mean it.
Well, at least you're honest. But it's not too much fun carrying all that hate inside, is it?
No. But I'll feel better as soon as he gets what he deserves. I wish he'd never mess with my family.
It won't feel better. It'll only feel worse. Revenge solves nothing. Think of how unhappy you already are. I can change that.
Can? How?
Forgive Bob, as I forgave you. Then the hate and the sin will be washed away.
But Lord, I can't forgive him.
Then that hatred will always stand between us.
Oh, you're right. You always are. And more than I want revenge on Bob, I want to make it right with you. All right. I'll forgive him. Help me to find the right road in life. And Lord, somehow show him the right way too.
Wonderful. Now, how do you feel?
Well, not so bad. Not bad at all. You know, I'm feeling pretty good.
You're not through with your prayer. Go on.
All right. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Excellent. I'll do that. Just don't put yourself in a place where you can be tempted.
What does that mean?
Some of your so-called friends are into some pretty nasty stuff. And if you don't separate yourself from them, well, you can never serve me. Don't use me as an excuse to sin.
I'm sorry, Lord. I really am. And up until now, I thought if I said the Lord's Prayer every day, then I could do what I like. I didn't expect anything to happen like this.
Go ahead and finish your prayer.
For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Do you know what would bring me glory? What would really make me happy?
No, but I'd like to know. I want to please you. I know, I can see that I've messed up in life. I can see how great it would be to be one of your followers.
You just answered the question.
I did?
Yes. The thing that would bring me glory is to have people like you who truly love me. And see that I see that happening between us. Now that some of these old sins are exposed, well, there's no telling what we can do together.
We're going to proceed on to the offering, and we're going to ask that you pass the attendance booklets from one side of the pew to the other, and we're also going to ask that the children ages 4 through 5th grade please be dismissed for children's church. The offertory is also going to be a little bit different today. Those on this side of the on the congregation are going to have a traditional offering where the ushers will come forward and pass the plate back and forth. But those on this side of the congregation, we're going to ask that you do a march offering, which is where you will come up and place your offering in the plate at the front. And if you're unable to do that, you can just raise your hand and we'll have one of the ushers come to you. Will the ushers please come forward for the offering? Please join me in prayer. Lord, we thank you that we could give this tithe back to you. And we know that you have so richly blessed us with everything that we have. And we ask that you use this to further your kingdom in Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Please join me in reading the second scripture for this morning. It's John 4, 21 through 24, and you can follow on the screen behind me again or in your pew Bible. Jesus declared, "Believe me, woman, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews. Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for they are the kind of worshipers that the Father seeks. God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship in spirit and in truth." May God add his blessing to the reading of his word.